You are now listening to the Scrolls Podcast.
I'm flowing straight from the survival scroll. Cut that dude.
First episode of the year, man. Scrolls Podcast 2021. I was going to do a wrap up of 2020. And when I thought about it, I said, what's the point? You know, everybody's talking about the same thing. We all know what last year was. It was fucked up. Like, that's the wrap up right there. Shit was fucked up. It wasn't all bad, though. Like, a lot of people learned a lot about themselves, people around them. I know I did for sure. Like, it's people that piss me off, stab me in the back that I would have never thought would have happened. But when certain situations come about, that's when it brings certain shit out of people. So, yeah, but all in all, I'm one of those people, man. I'm so optimistic. Like, I find the good 99.9% of the time. Like, I always find the good in shit. So, you know, with the whole COVID shit, even now, like, that's not even to speak about it in past tense. Like, moving forward with that, one thing that I'm really taking from it is to appreciate my time more, value my time more. And that's actually what I wanted to talk about today, which is the number one thing I hate is when people play with my time. Like, that's something that I'll stop associating with you over that. If I feel like you don't value my time, like, say for instance, if a friend needs me to help them move, and I say, okay, cool, bam, let's do it. What time you need me? And you say, okay, well, I'm gonna swing through around noon to pick you up, or be here at noon so we can ride out. And I get there a couple minutes. I'm not that gung-ho about it to where it's like, okay, well, you're 1 minute late, we got a problem. No, but once you get to 10, 15 minutes, that's poor planning on your behalf. And I know me, when it comes to somebody needing me for something, I'm always early. I'm rarely on time. I'm always early. And since I'm like that, I don't expect people to be the same with always being early, but at least be on time. You know, when you're 30 minutes late, 45 minutes late, like, that's the shit that pisses me off, because you don't know what I had lined up. You don't know what I had to do. And if you're okay with inconveniencing me, in my mind, I take that as, you know, a real subtle way of saying fuck you and fuck what you got going on. That's just how I take it. No, I'm not even gonna say that's just how I take it. That's what it is. If you play with people's time, that's the message you're sending when you're late to stuff. People that, and it's certain people, the crazy part about that is certain people that they live like that. Like, they live always rushing and always being late somewhere. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it, and I hate it. And I feel like if you're one of those type of people, if I notice a pattern, you'll slowly start to see, I don't invite you to shit, I'm not coming to shit. Like, you live on a whole different page than I do. Like, everything in my life isn't scheduled, but I like to have some kind of organization and some kind of order. But I get it. Some people just have never looked at, they don't value their own time. So if they don't value their own time, then you can probably expect them not to value yours. Now, growing up in the military, I think is where that whole discipline of time came from, because there was no moving how you felt like it. Like, when it comes to dealing with other people and helping other people and being there for people, there was no just doing what you want to do. Like, if my dad asked me to come over, and I mean, he still asks me to this day, like, when he got, my dad drives a big ass Hummer and he needs help sometimes getting the tires and the rims up in the attic, like right about now. He'll probably be calling me one of these days coming up if he ain't already did it. If he calls me and says, I need you to come over here at 3 o'clock to help me get my tires and rims off my truck, I'm not pulling up at 3:05. I'm pulling up at 2:50, 2:55. Something like that. Because if I pull up at 3:05, my dad, he might not necessarily say nothing, but he's going to look at me sideways like, you know better than to play around with time. And it's not even a controlling thing. It's just like, respect people's time. Respect your own time. That's parties. Like it, with me, there's really no distinction there. Like there's no line. Everything. When it comes to parties, I don't show up to parties hella late. I don't do anything late. I don't do anything off time. I don't show up to work 1 minute late, 2 minutes late, 2 minutes late. Like I'm always on top of shit when it comes to time. Because, and I've argued with people about shit like this before. Like if it's a life or death situation and I'm in your area, it's a fucked up feeling to know that this person is bad with time and I'm in a bad spot and I need them and I can't count on them. Like that's to the extreme, but that's real deal shit. Like if my car breaks down and I gotta be somewhere and I don't got time to deal with the car, just gonna pick me up, take me where I need to go. I'm one of them people where if I get that call, I'm up in an instant. Like it's no, by the time you hang up the phone, I already got my shoes on. Because when you respect time, when you value time, you understand the importance of being able to get up and move and get stuff done. And a problem I think of too many people have is they don't have that urge, they don't have that sense of urgency to get up and get shit done. And man, I truly hate it. I truly, truly hate it. That's literally the number one thing I hate. And I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's family, if it's my wife. My wife knows, luckily she's the same way. Like we're big on time. We're real big on time because we understand the importance of it. We got to be somewhere at a certain time. You don't leave in just enough time to be rushing there. Give yourself enough time to get to where you got to go. And you know, that's one thing that it's like with grown-ups, I don't think you can't teach no grown-up how to value time. It's like if you ain't got it by the time you 30, like it's pointless. And I don't waste my time arguing with people about it. If you supposed to be coming over to hang out at the house or you know whatever the case may be, and I tell you a certain time and you dumbass late, I'm that person that'll hit you up like, man, I'll catch you another time. I don't give a damn if you pulling up. Once you done took too long, you've took too long. It's like it ruins the whole moment. And that's one thing. Like I can talk myself off of a lot of ledges. But when people play with my time, that's one ledge I cannot talk myself out. I can't talk myself off that ledge. I just can't do it. Because it pisses me off so much. Because that makes me feel like at some point, you thought about it. Like, yeah, I know I got to be here at this time. But fuck him. Fuck that. That's what I think when people are late. So by the time you get to me or by the time I get to you, and I think it's even worse when I'm going somewhere and the person isn't there. Like if I come to your house to pick you up to go wherever or do whatever and you're not there when I get there, because once again, I'm the type of person, if I asked you to come pick me up yesterday, I went to help a homeboy move some cabinets and do some housework with him. When he gets there, and he didn't even tell me he was pulling up. I'm so aware of time that when he was pulling up, I was stepping out the door. That's the type of shit that I like. That's the type of shit that I do, because if I pull up to your house and you still getting dressed, you in here on the game, you then ran around the corner to the store real quick, you then ran out to bump into this person, and you telling me you gonna pull up, like, well, especially like it's certain cats. I notice a lot of cats I know that hustle, they have bad, terrible time management, because with the type of individuals they deal with day to day, when it's people that aren't, if I'm not no damn tweak, you don't tell me you on your way and you 10-15 minutes away. Like that's a quick way I'll pull off on you. I don't care at that point. I will pull off on you. You'll be standing outside. Like just don't disrespect my time, because a lot of shit, I'm a married man. Like I don't leave the house and just be bullshitting around and just got hella hours to spare and just be doing shit like that. It's like and number one, I want to get back home and chill. Like I'm a working man, so I'm not one of them cats that just has all day to bullshit around. If you need me, I'm there, but don't fuck around with my time. It's that simple. I wanted to start the year off talking about that, because the grand scheme of it is bigger than that. When you value your time, you get a lot more done. You're way more productive, and that's one thing I don't struggle with it, but I feel like a lot of people don't prioritize their time correctly, and it is something to work on. It ain't really, it's not something that somebody else can show you. You know what you have to do throughout your day. You know what you have time for. You know what you don't have time for. Start prioritizing your time better, and I guarantee everything else will fall in line. So yeah, man, we're gonna pop the year off like that. Number one thing I hate, don't fuck with my time. And I'll catch y'all in the next round. So Scrolls Podcast. Peace out.